views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. Witspin will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. So I've been traveling around the globe and just recently got back from Germany from my first collaboration with Mark Kettenbach, energetic upgrade seminars. And I've been over the last 6-7 years traveling around, meeting all these really cool people. And I've been sharing their information with all of you listeners. And this has been so much fun. Today I have my guest, who is an epigeneticist, Sharan Sirdhar, and she's back by popular demand. Sharan is trained as a human geneticist and worked at the Children's Hospital for just over 10 years. And she became interested in the mind-body connection as a result of personal struggles and became an epigeneticist. She provides a safe place to release beliefs and perceptions that are limiting your ability to free your DNA and to be expressed in a positive way. And so Sharan is going to share with us how to shift if you've ever felt that you are a victim to your DNA. There's a lot of old information out there that your DNA is going to control you. And she's going to share information with us that would allow us to let go of any of these limiting beliefs. Hi, Sharan. It's amazing to have you on the show again. How are you this morning?
Hi, Colette. It's such a pleasure to be here, and it's just so much fun being with you anyway. So I'm doing good.
Yeah, you know, and I guess it's not morning there because you're in England.
Yes, it's afternoon time.
Yeah,
it's about 4 o'clock cool. in the afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is a pleasure to have you back on the show. You know, I just wanted to catch up with you a little bit and just say, you know, you and I are working together, have been working together for maybe what, a year and a half now?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's, you know, we really enjoy working with each other. And, you know, we've decided that, you know, we're working towards having an energetic upgrade seminar in Birmingham, then either this fall or in the spring, whenever we can get it to mesh together. And I just wanted to share that with the listeners. I just was going to speak just briefly about the fact that Mark and I had our first seminar in Germany and how well it went. It was really, really awesome. It was so much fun. Major shifting. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. And also for anyone that is listening in right now, we are always happy to hear from you as our guests. And if you have any questions for Sharan or you just want some energy moved, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. So Sharan, tell us about your journey here, about being a geneticist and then getting into being an epigeneticist.
I was just going to say, do you want to give the website for the energetic upgrade and then people can look that
check
up while
it out.
We're talking?
Oh. Okay, sure. That's cool. It's www.energeticupgrade.com. And you
it's
can
easy
go there.
To remember.
And, yeah, it's all one word, energetic upgrade. And so And yeah, thank you for reminding me
to no give worries.
Them that website. And but I would just like to focus on you a little bit now. How tell us about epigenetics and about being a geneticist and your journey into realizing that you can energetically shift DNA.
My journey started when my son was born. He's 18 now, but when he was 3 months old, he had the beginnings of eczema. And at that time, although I had been sort of, dabbled in energy things, like for instance, yoga, and had been meditating most of my life because my parents had kind of been that way and are that way inclined. When he had eczema, obviously went to the doctors and was using steroid creams, and I just felt it wasn't doing him any good, because as soon as I'd stop using them, obviously it was just masking the real causes. And it led me onto a journey to find something that would help. And I just knew there was something. It's like kind of like your story, you experience something and then you just know you've got to go find something that would work. And I found someone who would do some Reiki and it would benefit a little bit, but it was still there. And so that was the beginning of how it all started. But at that time I was working in the children's hospital and working with genetics and looking at blood disorders in people. And it was a children's hospital, so it was children. Really identifying the mutations that were causing, and mutations means basically differences in the DNA that were causing the genetic disorder. And so that would help the consultants then to just identify what kind of treatment they'd give to the patients. But it just felt like something was missing, and it was having been on this quest to look for something, I began to do lots of modalities and things and kept searching. But about 8 years ago, my contract came to an end at the hospital and I left. And then by then I'd done sort of other modalities, and I began to look at how I could bring in the mind-body connection with helping the body. But one of the books that really helped me switch on in myself and bring in the connection between the genes and the mind-body connection was Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief. In fact, I'm going to go and see him on Saturday, so I'm quite excited about that.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to see Greg Braden, you said? Oh, no, Bruce Lipton.
No, Bruce Lipton, yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, his book, what he talks about is how the beliefs, emotions, perceptions we have are the ones that actually impact our genes. You know how we've always been taught in school that if, you have a particular, you're born with a particular set of genes from your parents, that's the way it's going to be and there's no other way. And that's what I was working with in the laboratory. But with his work, it's about looking at the energy around the genes that's impacting it, and hence the word epigenetics. Because epi means above the genes. So basically that is how it works. So I was just looking at, there's a caller, isn't there? So
yeah, we have a caller, but we'll, just so for the person that's waiting, we have a caller from Seattle, but what we'll do is we'll let you finish this because we'll just get started with her and then it'll be time to get off. So we'll, because we have to take a short break right away, but we'll, the caller that is waiting to speak with us, we will take her on right away as soon as we get off the break.
Okay.
So that's cool.
Yeah, so basically. Yeah.
So, because I just want you to be able to finish explaining this in the next minute or so. Cool.
Okay. And that's basically what epigenetics is about. It's about looking at the energy around. It's very similar to what you're doing. It's about looking at the energy that's around the cells, around the DNA, and releasing that energetically. And that allows for the genes to be expressed in a positive way. And I don't know if people know this, but basically each gene strand of DNA can be the DNA is divided into many genes, and each gene results in a protein. And each gene can be read 30,000 different ways, not one way, but 30,000 different ways.
Wow.
And the reason why, it can be is because of the influences of these energies on the gene. So that is epigenetics.
Wow.
And that's where we're at.
Yeah. And you know, and it's fascinating because there's science behind this, and because you actually have worked in the hospital for 10 years. And so you've seen both sides of it. And that's what's so beautiful and cool about it. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, the brilliant Sharan Sirdar. And when we return, we're going to share some more information about epigenetics, and we have a caller. We will be right with you right after the break here. Bye for now, and we'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar. But before we continue, Sharan, can you just share your contact information in case the listeners want to connect with you?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. CharanSirdar.com. That's CharanSurdhar. And I also have a YouTube channel where, as you know already, I love making videos, and there's lots of animated videos that explain things like infections on a different, totally complete new level, and epigenetics and loads of stuff and meditation stuff. So loads of things there.
Cool. And I love your videos. they're easy to understand. We do have a caller on the line right now, and Quill from Seattle. So we're going to talk with you, Quill. And then I just wanted to let people know that if you also would like to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Quill, are you there?
I am. Good morning and good afternoon.
And good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
I think you're more on my time zone, are you not?
I am.
You're from Seattle. We're on the same Pacific time. So what can we do for
you
today, Quill?
Well, I have a couple of things. One of them is I'm going through some sort of eye situation and spine situation in terms of really watery eyes and I guess we'd call it health. Which is kind of a rare event for me because I'm normally not sick, so this is kind of strange. And the other great thing is I have this incredible I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. Finish what you were going to say.
And the other wonderful thing is I have this great film project that I would like to get funded. So.
Okay. Let's first and foremost look at what's going on with your vision, with your eyes watering and your spine. And so when did this start happening?
About 6 months ago.
Okay. And so when you get in touch with 6 months ago, what was happening?
It's interesting. It's kind of blocked out.
Because I'm getting it's a relationship thing. So, it's coming up relationship to your career also. And energetically, I could feel a weakness there. So, the vision is not about being able to see the film clearly. Sharan, are you picking up anything energetically here that you would like to share?
I'm actually picking up the T2. I was actually wondering whether to go for the eyes or the back. And for me, actually, the focus went straight into the spine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you work on the eye, and then I'll come back.
Let's go to the T2. So what are you getting about T2?
There's the pineal gland there, impacted there, and then the thyroid gland. So let me just have a look. There's an emotion there of overwhelm. Quill, what's your age?
I'm 66 now.
Okay, so let's just see when this emotion was trapped.
Yeah, there's a weakness to 3 sixes, actually. So I'm just going to work on that on this end. Okay, you keep going.
Okay, good. Okay. So the emotion is at 65. So you were saying the job situation last year, was it?
To answer Colette's first question, what was happening last year in terms of vision or whatever, I began this film project, which I've never done before. It's so exciting and I have been overwhelmed with other things in my life, but I understand it's tied together because I'm in a new, wonderful challenge, a positive thing. And I think that part of me is not going with it. Sort of like when you're on the brink of success and you have an obstacle show up.
So we want to really strengthen you to letting go of all success, no success, failure, no failure in the past, present, and future. And because what I was picking up, and the reason why I said, Sharan, keep going with this T2, and she's working on it right now, is that everything that happens to us is registered in the spine. And what's coming up is the film industry can be really cutthroat. That's coming up the thyroid part that I'm picking up that Sharan is getting. And the third eye vision, and being able to see the big picture here. And it's very, very common for people as they're about to succeed and to get what they want to go into this place where they become, sabotage themselves. And it's more common, like if you connect with people and you ask them what's the absolute worst thing that could happen or the absolute best thing that could happen, people automatically think that they would automatically be strong energetically and in alignment to the very best thing. But in actual fact, the vast majority of people will go weak energetically when they get close to what they, when they're stepping into aspects of themselves that they haven't before. And so we just want to really strengthen you to the 12 aspects of life, like being able to do things, be spontaneous is coming up. And then also your age, what came up right away was 66 plus 6 months ago. And that's, it's just coming up religious, that number bothers you, 666. That has a dark energy to it. So we just want to clear that, not being able to see clearly through that. I don't know, were you raised religiously?
As a child, yes. But then I went on my own spiritual quest, yes.
Okay, so because it's coming up, like at the round, you have a weakness to cycles of six is what I'm getting. And so you're in your 11th cycle of six. And so what's happening is you're kind of on the brink. And so we just strengthen you to sixes. That, the age of six, the age of 12, 18, going all the way through the sixes. We just, because we don't have time to go through each and every one of them individually here, but I'm just getting that that's when major things happen for you. And so we just take all the energy from sixes and we just strengthen you to it. Deleting deprogramming any limiting beliefs that are coming from your religious upbringing, the limitations that were placed on you up and down the family line, generation to generation to generation. So we haven't asked you what the film is about, but I just feel like I want to check in now with Sharan and just see what she's picking up now.
Yeah. Whereabouts was the back pain? Is it on the upper area? So it was in the thoracic area?
Lower back? And,
okay. What Colette was saying is valid. And it was the T2 pineal gland parathyroid. And what I got was there was emotion of terror at 65. So I've cleared that. It's what you were saying about being able to move forward. You know what you were saying, Colette.
Well, she's also got experience of bending over backwards to please other people. And I'm getting that lower back, even though it's coming from her T2, it's affecting her lower back. It's affecting her ability to be able to move forward in a way that is not painful, actually. So we just want to really delete any painful experiences you've had of moving forward, not being able to move forward, being stuck. You know, it's coming up going in two directions at once, feeling like you're going backwards at times instead of forwards. So we just want to check in with you now, Quill, and just see where you're at. How has this changed at all for you? Does it feel the same or different to you?
Feels wonderful. And
okay.
You are so, both of you are incredible. One other interesting point here is that, and this is the truth is funny, okay? Numerologically, my path is 6.
Okay.
All right. So it is 666.
Having an allergy to your own path.
Yeah. So we want to get you strong to, all the sixes in your life. And it's also coming up 6 and sex. So, there's only an I and an E, the difference between those two. So we just strengthen you to being that it's okay if you're 60, like, see, 65 in the United States, and I think in most countries, actually, is retirement age. And so there's just some stuff about retiring yourself as a sexual woman, as a sexual being, and not being allowed to be sexy anymore. And so we just strengthen you that you could be sexy as long as you want to be sexy, like that you totally have that right.
And well, that's really I was just going to say, Colette, because when I was working on the eyes, what I found was the hypothalamus. And with the work that I do, the hypothalamus, pituitary, and pineal, every time they come up, it's just basically a signal to the body whether you're supposed to be in growth phase or whether you go to protection. And if you go to protection, is when you physically, there's the body sends the fight or flight response. So that you're really in a stress mode rather than in a position of growth. And for the eyes, that's what came up. And you were saying about turning 65, and what came up was the emotion of unsupported at 65.
And not having the when you don't have a job any longer, or it's retired. See, there's a lot of collective influence of retirement age. Quill, what we're going to do is we're taking a quick break right away here. We're just going to get you to hang on. We'll work on you some more energetically during the break, and then we'll just come back and we'll check in with you. I am Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to call in if you would like to shift some energy. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make more shift happen.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefense@gmail.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have the divine Sharan Sirdar here with me today, and we have Quill, who had called in earlier, and we were just finishing up on the break. I'm just checking in with her. If anyone else would like to call in and have anything energetically shifted, or you have a question for Sharan, you can call 1-800-930-2819. Quill, we're just going to touch base with you here. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling great. Thank you so much, both of you. Such goddesses.
You're very welcome. Sharan, do you have any last minute thing that you want? Yeah.
I was going to say there was emotions of, interestingly, when I was working on the eye to do with the tears, was the emotion of wishy-washy, which is interesting.
So let's strengthen that she's got her windshield wipers on now.
Yeah.
Cool.
And that was impacting the hypothalamus and the pineal gland. And so that's all been cleared for you.
All right. Thank you so much, Quill, for calling in. Thank you, Sharan. And we've got another caller on the line. So we need for Quill to hang up so he can take on Sharon, who is from, I don't know how to pronounce that, Pawcatuck.
Pawcatuck.
Okay, there we go.
Good morning.
All right. Do we have Sharon on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Sharon. How are you today?
I'm good. My problem is I've had ADD since I can remember, and the older I get, the worse it seems to get. I stopped drinking about a year ago, and I thought was that all my ADD problems were going to go away. I think they're worse than ever. I mean, and I don't really seem to have so much of a problem at work, but at home, I am just a disaster. I am going to get something done. I'm going to do it all in every room, and I'm just, and nothing gets done. And it's exhausting, and then I get depressed.
Okay, so let's get, when you think about having this problem, and you were diagnosed with ADD?
Well, I've taken that written test. I'm a classic candidate for it, you know, and I also grew up, I want to mention this because I think that this is big. I grew up with a father who used to constantly say, don't think you're not equipped for it. So I don't, and I think a bit of that is still there with everything new that I have
okay.
to learn. I'm like,
so we're gonna,
oh my God, I can't
we're going to work
it.
On this for you. When you think about this problem that you have on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst that it could be, how where are you?
It's 10 because I'm ready for medication now. I'm at my wit's end, which I really.
Okay. And what age are you?
58.
Okay, cool. So Sharon, what are you picking up first and foremost?
The heart chakra and the brow chakra, the third eye. Mm-hmm. And there was an emotion there trapped of panic, which I've cleared. And now I'm picking up the actual heart. And it's obviously not diagnosing anything here, but it's just the energetic aspect of the heart. So mm-hmm. I'm going to continue looking at that.
Okay, cool. And what I'm picking up right away when you said this, number one, we want to take the label that you've given yourself, and we want to just let that label go. And for everybody listening in, we want to strengthen everybody that that you don't have to label any experience as good or bad or positive or negative. We're just going to strengthen you that, you know, to your upbringing is what's coming up also. And, you know, your dad, and, you know, as funny as this may seem, to say his advice to you, don't think you're not equipped for it. I mean, he could have left the you're not equipped for it out, but actually not yeah. thinking is good advice. What happens is, and I'm picking this up because he said, you know, this is coming up as an issue for you, is that you think and then you expect to get an answer back logically from your thought. What happens when people have a question? And it's a logical question. A logical question requires an intuitive answer. Einstein was brilliant because he would ask a question with his logical mind and he would allow his intuition to answer the question. And so he was thinking outside of the box. So we just want to get you really strong to that it's okay for you to think about something and then feel instead of thinking. So that, and a good way for you, because I'm picking this same energy up that Sharon is picking up, that there's a weakness from you being kind of heartfelt in your body. And so it's coming up 100%, not from the heart itself, but it's coming up from the heart energy. And so you have a huge torus of electromagnetic force that comes, you can think of it like a donut around your heart area. And that energy is being put out to the universe and it's picking energy up along with your central nervous system of your spine. And so, and every cell in your body. So we want to strengthen you to that you can feel your heart, you can feel your heartbeat, and that you can get in touch with your authentic self and your authentic desires. You have a weakness to the internal and external boundaries of your home and of coming home. And so in some ways, it's like if you consider yourself as a soul in this human body, what I'm picking up is like in many ways, you would prefer not to be in this particular body. And so we want to just strengthen you to the vehicle that you're traveling in right now, the home that you call home, the soul, that your soul being in this body is exactly where you want to be, exactly where you need to be. We strengthen all of that for you, 100% infinite potential. Sharon, what are you getting now?
Well, what I got was that the sacral and heart chakra were imbalancing the parathyroid and the heart. And for me, what that means is that basically the sacral area is about you stepping into yourself and the heart and the connection with that and being able to express yourself in a way mm-hmm. From the heart authentically. And there was an emotion there of unsupported, which is interesting because of the connection with your father and the sacral chakra being about relationships as well. So that's been released and all balanced.
So we're just going to touch base with you now, Sharon. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a bit more calm, a bit more relaxed.
Yeah, I can hear that in your voice. Yeah, it's her voice has totally changed. And this is really cool. So on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at now?
Probably around a 2. I just feel really mellow.
Okay, yeah, I was getting that. You're actually at about a 1. Your perception just hasn't caught up with the energetic shifting that's happening. So we're just going to strengthen that for you, that when you leave your home, when you enter your home, that it's not going to trigger you wanting to go out of your body. And, you know, and not be in this body, be in this place. And what's coming up is just the overwhelm of all this information because you're sensitive. And so we just strengthen your sensitivity that it starts working for you. And so that your sensitivity is working for you, not and working with you 100% infinite potential. And I'm getting that for you. If you feel your heartbeat right now, and you put some tension into your spine, let's just delete any of the any other stagnation that's coming up of any of your systems, of your limiting beliefs that are coming in from the way you were raised and the things that you were told. And it's coming up that you actually have a karma that you are clearing right now in this lifetime of having a cruel tongue. And that's coming from both directions, you know, lifetimes of having to listen to cruel words that are said in a way that are cruel, that they don't need to be, or crude. And so you find the vibration of certain words really triggers you. So we're just going to strengthen you that the vibration of words, that you could be strong to any word that comes your way, and that you could feel that vibration, and you would use your sensitivity to understand what is being said to you, or understand what is being read to you. So it's, you don't have to scramble the frequency is what's coming up. So, and you're very good at that. And so we're just going to strengthen you to the skill that you have of scrambling the frequency, that you could now integrate the frequency, and that you could have 100% understanding of anything that you read, and your line of sight of anything that you read, and then also anything that is verbally said to you, and anything that's said to you from a male or a female. 100% infinite potential. Sharan, I can tell you, you've got something else here to go.
No, I'm totally with you with that, because that's the that's what I was getting with regards to coming into the house and why the parathyroid and the heart chakra, the heart were coming up. It's like not, it's really coming out of the body and the distraction of wanting to do things in order to be able to stay distracted, really, and not come back into yourself. And I'm totally with what Colette was saying.
Awesome. So how are you feeling now? Quill.
Really good. I'm really excited about this knowledge, this insight. This has been really painful. I feel a release. My mind goes around like an electric drill, and I just, you know, it's eating out of control of how it's been. And
so now at this place that you're at, that calmness that you're feeling, we just want to strengthen you for that you're automatically going to go there every time you have a thought. You'll let the thought go, and you'll feel your heartbeat. You'll feel the calmness of being in this body, and that you'll be able to be in a place where you can integrate any information that comes into you with ease and effortlessness.
Terrific. Thank you so
All
much.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Quill. The time is flying by here, Sharan. Yeah. So we're actually due for to take another quick break here. So this is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth is Funny. It has been a pleasure to connect with you, Quill, and thank you for coming on the show. We're going to take a quick intermission here, and we will be right back to make some more shift happen.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is the wonderful Sharan Sirdar, and we were joining forces today to clear energy. I just want to say thank you, Quill and Sharon, for calling in, and I apologize, Sharon, for calling you Quill. I was just picking some energy up still from our first caller, and when you're in energy shifting land, sometimes it doesn't translate 100%. Into radio land. So, Sharan, we were just like, I just wanted you to share. You had said you had a story about someone, a client of yours that you worked on energetically that had an allergy to nuts. And just tell us about that. And what it was really fascinating what you said came up.
Yeah, he had an allergy to nuts, and when I was working on him, what I found was that it was as a result of some infection and something to do with the gut, as due to having antibiotics, and so that had to be cleared from his body. And once that was cleared, and a few other things, the nut allergy has literally gone. So that's basically how energy works, as you know, Colette. And
it's not something
that we have to stick with. It's not the nuts themselves. It's the energy that's in the body that's basically telling you that there's something that needs to be cleared in order for your body to come back to harmony.
Yeah, and when it comes to allergies, quite often it will come up a weakness energetically on the emotional level. And like yesterday morning I worked on a little boy. The family had a little kitten for 3 weeks, and he had, when they got the dog, he had had an asthma attack, and so then we worked on that. That was a couple of years ago, and he was totally okay the next moment with the dog, but the same energy came in around this cat, and so worked with him energetically yesterday morning, and he was able to sleep with the cat, no problems whatsoever. And this is important for people to acknowledge that quite often we will tell ourselves that we have a physical health problem, and in actual fact, it's a non-physical concern that is creating the problem in our physical body. And so this is why, it's so amazing when you clear this energy. This is what Sharan and I are like, we've been sharing information with people about this, because it is so empowering for people to understand that we each and every one of us have the ability to clear this energy. And, that's why my colleague Mark Kettenbach and I have started doing our energetic upgrade seminars. And Sharan is like, she's like totally on board. I want to have one of those. She wants to promote a seminar in Birmingham. And so we were just talking about that this morning, getting that together either this fall or in the spring. And that's at, to find out more information, www.energeticupgrade.com. www.thetruthisfunny.com. And we have a seminar coming up this fall in September in Vancouver. The information for that one is there. And we also have another seminar coming back into Germany. So, you know, and then we are looking at having the seminar now in Birmingham, which is really exciting, Sharon.
In the UK, so, let me ask.
It's just so amazing. And so, you know, this is something that over the years I have taught, you know, thousands of people how to energetically get in touch with what is really bothering them so that you can, once you identify it, you can clear it energetically and then you can move forward. And that issue is erased from your, you know, from and I would just like to understand, Sharon, because, you know, everybody works energetically in their own way. What are you doing when you find a weakness in the DNA? Are you actually shifting the DNA itself?
No, because the DNA is just energy and it's, well, actually, no and yes. because I'm doing literally what, you know, you're doing, which is focusing on the spine. And as you focus on the spine, whatever it is, it just releases. And if that energy is, if for instance, like with Quill or Sharon, when we picked up an emotion, that emotion is literally like a ball of energy that's enveloping the cells or the tissues, and that's also encompassing the DNA. And when that focusing on the spine, that releases that emotion or that energy, literally that shifts the energy around the DNA in order for it to be read another way, rather than that particular way. So it's the readout that changes and the proteins that change.
So perception is everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is really cool, you know, and this is also something that when people are having an issue like that, like the ones that we were working with are allergies with, you know, animals, whatever, quite often it's totally opposite of what you really think it is. And so unless you energetically tune in and you have an understanding of that, because it would be very challenging to change that situation without having to use medications, et cetera. And so this is something that every single one of us has the ability to do. I call it connecting on HSN, the higher self network, which is different from MSN. On the higher self network, you're constantly chatting with every other being in the universe. And because we are all connected energetically, we're connected because we're all made up of atoms. Everything that is matter is made up of atoms. And so the one thing in common that every atom has is that it's mostly made up of space. And so space defines all of us, and we can connect in that space, you know, space-time, and energetically shift. And when people are not able to do it for themselves, quite often it's just because there's not a neutrality there. You know, it's much more challenging when a problem is affecting you personally to shift it than if it's somebody that, you know, that you're totally neutral to the outcome. Is that what you find also, Sharon?
Yeah, totally.
You know, when it's happening
in
your own life.
I laugh because I know that so well that I have to ask for help.
Well, the truth is funny. And a lot of times when people are shifting energetically, what's happening is they are actually, they're shifting energetically, but maybe their consciousness hasn't caught up with it. So it's kind of cool that, you know, it was really wonderful to share this information with you today. Sharon, just share your contact information quickly with everybody once again.
It's www.charansurdhar.com, CharanSurdhar. And it's my YouTube channel is youtube.com with the same name at the end, forward slash Charan Surdhar.
Yeah, and you know, I'm really excited about our Birmingham adventure. As I said, we had like an amazing time in Germany with the seminar. If people want to connect with me, you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com and through all the social media. I have a new Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette. And if you like my page, I will send you a PDF and a recording on how you can clear the energy in the waters of the world with by charging crystals, which is something that I've been working with a lot of people, and it's been amazing the feedback coming back from that. People are noticing that it feels like they're doing something, and this is a big part, letting go of the fear and stepping into creative solutions. And I just wanted to say, Sharan, did you have any last thoughts that you wanted to share with everybody?
Just to say that we're not victims to our genes, as has been thought. And just to empower everyone to know that you can do this. You can work on yourself and move forward.
Thank you so much for being here with me today. It was a pleasure, as it always is, to connect with you. And thank you to all the listeners that have listened in and that will listen later. And I also just wanted to say a big thank you to Leroy Maloof. I was traveling last week. I was in New York in the middle of the forest with no internet. So thank you, Leroy, for doing such a fabulous job of hosting my radio show for me last week. And we'll be back next Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. If people want to connect with me for private sessions, I am back at home now and I am available. Bye for now, and we'll see you next week. Make some more shift happen.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity. Clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. 999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton. featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.